For the Melbourne Carnival, I stood there, mouth agape, because she won like a two zomp pop. It was unbelievable divine quality what she was able to do. I wonder if she's in the same vein of form. How are you, Robbie?
Very well, thanks, Michael.
Is she going as well as she was that day over the Melbourne Cup Carnival?
I believe she is. She's done everything right at home in training, a couple of trials, gallop Tuesday morning. So, you know, different race structure, of course. It's, you know, it's a better quality event, 100 metres shorter, weight for age, but... I think we've got her in as good a condition, so hopefully she can step up to the plate.
There's good speed in the race, Rob, and obviously she's a get-back run-on filly mare now. We saw her in that barrier trial on the 4th of Feb. I thought she was a little closer than I would have expected to see her. Was that just to make sure she's got the fitness under her belt and she's ready to rock and roll here over 1,000?
Yeah, and also a lot of the trials at Cranbourne aren't overly... fast run from barrier to corner, and then they tend to sprint up the straight pretty quickly. So a lot of horses will race closer in those trials in compared to how they do on race day.
Good point.
Well, it'd be a huge training effort if you could get her to win a Group 1 Lightning Stakes. Would make her a very, very valuable broodmare as well. A couple of other runners on the day. Mick Sharkey's basically said, don't bother bringing Mr. Moneybags. He doesn't think it's got a hope, but I'm a little bit more positive about its chances. What do you think?
Well, I'm very positive about his chances. I think that you got to forgive last run. He did get galloped on. He pulled up. It should be in the stewards report. He pulled up with a pretty slow recovery. It was a really sort of hot, humid day. And he didn't get around the corner that well and looked as though he was going to drop out. And then the last part of his work was quite complimentary to the line. So I think coming back to Flemington, where all of his best stats are, you know, I think he'll run like he always has at Flemington very well.
And Magnicity in the Talent at Stakes as well. It was a nice run first up.
It was. It was a good, tough win. You know, there was a tearaway leader. She really, you know, fought hard and was strong to the line to win the race. It's, you know, this is a different setup again, but it's quite a tough event. It's a raffle. There's a lot of chances. I'm pleased she's had the experience of running down the straight in the spring, albeit bad conditions that day. She's still come up the straight and was respectable, so that's a big plus going into tomorrow, but it's a hard race to pick that one.
It is a tough day, deep races. Who's your best, do you think?
Well, we're hoping it's divine quality. We've got her in great order, so we're hoping that she can make the transition to Group 1 racing, but certainly Mr. Moneybags, I think he'll turn himself around and be very competitive.
Good luck, Robbie.
Thanks, Michael.
Sharky, I'm going to throw the names at you, and I want a summation.